You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Yesterday, Election Day. Both sides of the border. Voters took to the polls and answered some questions, particularly the changing of the name of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard back to the Paseo Boulevard. And the voters overwhelmingly voted to switch it back to Paseo. 69%, Brian.
That's a lot.
Other questions involving park property, et cetera, were also put forth to the voters. Some other issues on the Kansas side as well, including, I believe they had some school board appointments as well. More people than they thought showed up to vote. Still not an overwhelming amount of people. Some other elections across the country sent shockwaves. Kentucky voted its Democratic governor into office, and Donald Trump at a rally said that if he lost his state, that it would be a blow to him personally. So he asked the folk to get out there and vote for the Republican that was vying for that spot.
Folks, God said bless no. The United States.
Yeah, I was looking online yesterday, and I saw that happened, and it was he had a rally the night before, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so could be some changes on the way, Shay.
That's what the pundits are thinking, Brian. That this is foreshadowing what may happen in 2020. That people are dissatisfied with the way that Republicans are handling things.
Mm-hmm.
And so they want to reverse that. The Virginia legislature, for the first time in more than two decades, also flipped control from Republican to Democrats.
You know, Virginia is a historically red state.
Yeah.
Interesting times we living in.
Most definitely. You know, I'm just excited that people are engaged in the political process, because when you have a small amount of people making decisions for everyone,
mm-hmm.
you know, when you have an ability to get in there and have your voice be heard.
Yeah, and you know, I know, like, each vote counts, and I hope that this teaches us a lesson that not only does each vote count, but your vote counts. Because I used to be one of those people way back in the day. I'm like, well, what is my vote going to do? Well, it does a lot. And you have the power, the actual power, to change how things are going right now.
This is why millions and millions of dollars are spent while people are campaigning.
Yep.
If it was for nothing, why would they spend the money to promote themselves, to promote mm-hmm. to you?
Yep.
It's because it does matter. Mm-hmm. You know, money talks.
Mm-hmm. And what else runs a marathon? Like Nino Brown said.
I don't know.
BS.
Oh, okay. I never heard that. And I've seen that movie a gazillion times.
Girl, you better watch New Jack City.
I have.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
623 today. Look for highs in the lower 60s. It'll be mostly cloudy. Right now, you clear 42 on 18th Divine. Shade was popping.
Outkast, the Neptunes, and Mariah Carey are among several nominees for the 2020 Songwriters Hall of Fame.
Yes.
Do you think they have a chance of getting in?
Hell yeah, all of them. You said Neptunes, Outkast, and Mariah Carey? Mm-hmm. Please, all of them need to be in.
This is the first nomination for the Neptunes and, of course, Outkast, and the second nomination for Mariah Carey.
See, she should have been in to me. She's like a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Other nominees include Gloria Estefan,
uh-oh.
The Isley Brothers,
uh-oh.
Beach Boy,
ooh.
Mike Love,
uh-huh.
and more.
That's some stiff competition right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If they're inducted, they'll go behind other rap acts, Jay-Z, Jermaine Dupri, and Missy Elliott, who have been inducted in the past 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Little Kim's father passed away a couple of weeks ago, and we're just now finding out that she's got a man that's been holding her down during this rough time.
you know, private business is one that that's going to last long.
She posted up a video of him giving her a beautiful diamond necklace with a picture of her father in it, and it was very emotional as she opened up the gift and saw what it was. Go ahead. His name is, well, on Facebook, not on Facebook, on Instagram is The Great Leader. And they say he's CEO of Never Eat Alone Entertainment. Mm. Why are you laughing?
Hey, she, I guess she's in a relationship with a little pistol starter, I guess.
Oh, don't do that. He holding her down. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Kimmy Blanco. Mm-hmm. So Candy Burris revealed in an interview that the surrogate was carrying twins. Mm. If you watch Real Housewives of Atlanta, her and her husband Todd decided to have another child using a surrogate. Mm-hmm. So sad.
You're not my dad.
So does she get paid double for carrying twins, or?
Well, one of them died.
Oh.
Yeah. In the womb.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, that's bad.
So she said, quote, "We actually were supposed to be having twins, and then one of them didn't continue. Mm. I was sad at first, but then I just had to be grateful that the one made it."
Yeah.
Life always is so precious, Brian.
It is, and you know, sometimes there is a silver lining, you know, with some things that happens, but you know, still that has to be emotional.
Most definitely. They'll be welcoming their fourth child. Mm. And I guess it should be coming in pretty soon. Maybe we can watch it play out on the show.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it?
Yeah. With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Chill.
Why you mad, though?
Man, I'm mad because I had to go get a lawyer to go after my ex to get more time with my son.
Mm. Well, thank God for being a stand-up guy and really pushing the issue to have more time with your son.
Yeah, it's like when it's school time or whatever, she don't call me about school conferences or anything else, but she'll call me if he need a ride to school or something that ain't even drastically needed or whatever. But when I'm trying to go to a school or something, she has a fit. Or if I got him too long on the weekend, like during the summer when I had him, she had a fit. I mean, it's just like everything ain't going right with this. So, you know, I had to get a lawyer.
Yeah, I know it's difficult right now, my dog, but listen, please, whatever you do, however you can do it, stay in your children's lives, because the fathers are needed now more than ever before. So we commend you, and please stay in them babies' lives, all right?
All right, my man. Thank y'all.
Appreciate you. Have a good one.
You too.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
National Vegan Month. Maddie's Vegan Eats going to be bringing by some vegan nachos. Mm. It's a fan favorite.
I'm excited to try them.
Have you ever thought about becoming, I'll just not even go all the way vegan. What about vegetarian?
Yeah, I thought about it, and I quickly realized that I wasn't going to have no more wings. So, yeah, those thoughts definitely disappeared after that.
I had 2 years of my life where I didn't eat beef, pork, or chicken,
mm-hmm.
or turkey.
Mm-hmm.
All I ate was fish. And that was in short supply. I didn't eat a lot of it.
Mm-hmm. I know it had
2 years.
I know it has some health benefits for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I remember the first time I ate chicken after taking that 2 years off. Fam, that was the best piece of chicken. As I'm thinking about it, a tear formed in the corner of my eye.
Chicken is good.
Scientists are urging us to eat less meat, though. They're saying that this is one of the things that is causing climate change in our world.
Hmm. Because of the way they raise the animals?
Well, one is because we're using the earth to grow food for the livestock, and cows and things produce methane gas. And so what they're saying is all of these cows and all of these other livestock animals are producing gases that are affecting our environment.
That is a tough and hard change that you're talking about, especially for carnivores like myself. I'm a true Midwest meat and potatoes kind of guy. And I don't know, Shay, that would take a very different lifestyle change.
It's a hard sell here because of that reason. In other places on, you know, the left coast, the right coast,
right,
there are more options because more people are involved in that lifestyle. But here, you know, meat is king.
Yeah, it is. I don't know about that one, Shay. But I commend anybody who goes that route.
I don't eat beef and pork still, and I've been able to last 4 years here without touching it.
I don't know how you deal without a steak. I gotta have me a steak every now and then. Woo!
My father loves steak.
It's good. You need to try one again so you can hop back on board.
I'm good. Maybe we can, as a show, try Meatless Monday. No, long pause.
We can try it.
Do you think you could go a day without eating meat?
A day? Yeah, I can go a day. But then I'm going to double up the next day, though. I'm going to tell you that right now.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
A divisive issue settled at the polls yesterday, Brian. Dr. King's name will be stripped off of the Paseo, and it will return. One thing we can agree upon most definitely is our prayers and hopes for a speedy recovery for Israel Gentry. It's been 6 days since an accident changed the life of the Lincoln Prep football player, number 3. His teammates have been, of course, focusing on the playoffs, but they're definitely sending their prayers and hopes to his family.
Yeah, and so are we.
So much so that the player started a GoFundMe account for him. And I posted that up on our Hot 103 Jams Facebook page. So if you are so inclined and are able to help, please go do so. All of the proceeds will go toward Israel's medical expenses.
Yeah, definitely a worthy cause.
Most definitely. Looks as though the whole school is getting behind this, including the coaching staff.
This incident, we have something to play for. We've been having something to play for the city, but now we play for Rocket. That's his nickname.
That was one of his teammates talking about his predicament. Prayers definitely going out to the young man, and we're hoping that things will get better day by day.
Now it's time for the shade. Drop it.
Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
722 today. Look for highs in the lower 60s. Mostly cloudy right now. You're clear 42 in Grandview. Shade, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Scorpio friends. Film director Matty Rich. The Inkwell, straight out of Brooklyn, is 48.
Love Inkwell.
Basketball player Lamar Odom is the big 4-0 today.
And a friend of the show.
Yes, sir. And actress Tandy Newton is 47.
Happy birthday, everybody born on November 6th.
So Megan Thee Stallion is threatening a lawsuit against her makeup artist over violating an NDA, or non-disclosure agreement.
How do you violate it?
Everything started with this Vogue magazine piece that Megan Thee Stallion did. One of the reporters asked her, how did she get into doing her makeup? Because apparently she does her makeup a lot. And so she mentioned getting some makeup from her grandmother back in the day, and it's been on ever since. She also mentioned her makeup artist, whose name is Akil, and says that they work together with putting the looks together. And so Akil became upset and says that, you know, he does the work and she should have given him all the credit for her looks.
Sometimes you gotta choose what you want, fame or money. Now you done messed up a bag trying to go after some fame.
He said, quote, I did this makeup and Megan touched up her eyebrows and put her MAC powder on her face like she does every time I do her face.
You want a cookie, fam? Now you done messed it up now. Now she can't mess with you no more because you done messed up the NDA.
Yeah. So yesterday was John Witherspoon, comedy legend. They had his funeral, and it was absolutely star-studded, Brian. So many celebrities came through. I didn't know that he was best friends with David Letterman, who actually spoke.
What a tremendous guy. He was an instant friend, and you wanted to be around him, and he was nice enough to be around you. And he was like the soul, the heart of the Comedy Store. And he looked good, and he was good. And then we find out, guess what? He's driving a silver Mercedes-Benz. Whoa, buddy. He works at Gucci during the day.
Wow.
Some insight about him that we didn't know.
Yeah. I think they came up together. He's spoken about David Letterman in the past in a couple interviews he's done.
Yes. Yeah. And I love David Letterman. I mean, he's, you know, at the top, if you will. Cedric the Entertainer also came and spoke. George Wallace, Bill Bellamy, Regina King, and of course Ice Cube talked as well.
I saw John Witherspoon on one of his skits. He had one line, and I knew I wanted him to be my father on Friday. His one line was, "Why the hell they ain't playing no Al Green in here?" I said, this is the funniest man alive.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
National Vegan Month. We'll be talking with Maddie's Vegan Eats coming up later on in the show. Have you ever thought about giving up meat, Mr. Kendrick?
No.
I know that's right.
That would change the scope of the hot dog festival, wouldn't it?
Yeah. We had a beautiful vegan festival right behind the museum.
Yes.
Yeah, it was so well attended, and people were like, "You going to the vegan festival?" No.
Lord have mercy. President of the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum, friend of the show. Love it when you come on.
Yeah.
We learn so much. He's got such a positive attitude. And we understand that it's the 108th celebration of Mr. Buck O'Neill's birthday happening this weekend.
It kicks off a four-day celebration. You can't just celebrate old Buck's birthday one day. He was too significant, too meaningful to our museum, to our city, and really to our nation. And so Saturday starts a four-day Buck O'Neill 108th birthday celebration with his annual birthday bash, featuring the wonderful queens of soul jazz, Miss Althea Renee and Jeanette Harris. And if you haven't seen these sisters perform, Althea is a flautist. I just love saying that word. You know, I'm from Crawfordville, Georgia. I didn't know what a flautist was, but otherwise, she plays the flute. But I just like the way flautist rolls off, and she is amazing. Fancy. And Jeanette is a dynamic saxophonist, and they do a show separately, but they also do a show together. It will be funky. It will be soulful. And we hope you guys come out to celebrate Buck's birthday. Nobody liked the party better than Buck.
Mm.
And we got a great party planned for Saturday night. Tickets, we're doing a special ticket offer for those who listen here on Hot 103 Jams. You can get a ticket, all upper level, remaining upper level seats, for just $22. That's Buck O'Neill's number 22 when he played for the Kansas City Monarchs. So if you call the office and reserve your ticket, or you stop by the office and pick up a ticket, just say you heard it on Hot 103 Jams and you want the Buck O'Neill number 22 deal, only special for Hot 103 listeners.
Yes.
So nobody else is getting this deal. So please stop by the office, call the office, 816-221-1920. Any remaining upper level seats, you can get them for the low, low price of $22. Then on Sunday, November the 10th, our annual gospel salute to Buck. Buck was very grounded in his spirituality, and so he preached the gospel of the Negro Leagues and the virtues of his museum to any and everybody who would listen. And so it's only fitting that we would do this kind of celebration, again, embracing his spirituality. That is at 3:30 p.m. at the Gym Theater on Sunday, November the 10th. That event is absolutely free. And then on what is the date of his actual birthday, November 13th, We come back with a really fun event. We're calling it a Sly and the Family Stone salute to former Mayor Sly James.
Oh.
And he and Buck were great friends. And so the former mayor, we wanted to celebrate him and thank him for his leadership in this city. And what better way to do it than a Sly Stone salute performed by my good friend and bass player extraordinaire, Julian Vaughn.
Mm.
And that event, too, you can come for that event for free. Now, the books are $25. He has a brand new book.
Yes.
He has a brand new book. And of course, if you want to purchase a book, the book is $25. He will sign that book. But if you want to come to the actual tribute, see and hear Mayor James talk about his new book, there are a limited number of free tickets available. So again, you can call the office and reserve your seat there for that. We want everybody to come out and help us celebrate former Mayor James, who's been a dear friend of the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum. And then on Friday, November 15th, we conclude our four-day birthday celebration with our annual Rock the Vine fashion show.
Yes.
And this, folks, is incredible. Five amazingly talented Kansas City fashion designers showcasing their lines at the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum. We call it a fashionable salute to Buck O'Neill, who was ever dapper. Yeah, for all of us who knew Buck, Buck was always sharp. But that was part of that era, which was an era of dress. So the guys who played for the Monarchs, you would never see them outside the ballpark not dressed. They were always immaculate in their appearance. And I think it represented a sense of pride, as it did for African Americans in general. So to bring high fashion back to 18th and Vine, which we've done over the last 2 years, the first 2 years of this show have been tremendously successful. We hope you guys will come out and support this young talent that we have. Some amazing, I mean, we literally turned the museum into this high fashion New York-esque runway, and we got hair and makeup all over the place, and you know, so it is actually fun, and it's really a lot of young, talented people doing this, and so we're thrilled about this. I know Buck would love the things that we've put together for him, and the outpouring of love that people continue to give his museum, you know, years after his death. He's been gone now 13 years, and it doesn't seem like he's been gone for 13 years, because everywhere that I go, Shay, someone has a Buck O'Neill story, and I never get tired of hearing them. We want the legacy of Buck O'Neill to live on in this city.
Do you need a husky model, a big and tall model for the fashion show? Because I got you.
Brian, we got them all, man. We got them all. These folks make everybody look good.
Yeah.
They make everybody look good. They even going to try to find something to hook me up with.
Well, you stay fresh, so you could just pull stuff out the back of your closet, yeah, and it's going to be high fashion.
You got your tailor numbers already on deck.
Oh, my goodness. Well, of course, as usual, the city loves what you provide and what you bring and keeping Buck's name alive and his legacy alive. Connect with the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum on 18th and Vine. And can they get tickets online as well?
Yeah, you can get tickets online. Most of those tickets are at NLBM.com. If not, you can go to NLBM.eventbrite.com. And you can see the whole litany of programs and events that we have planned. We hope that you'll come support one of them or support them all. But we've got some very special deals. Like I said, you can come to the Mayor's Sly and the Family Stone salute to Mayor James for absolutely free. But we do need you to reserve those seats. We've got probably about 300 seats available for those who want to attend. So please come out, support the former mayor. And then, of course, if you want to come to the birthday bash, just mention the Buck O'Neill 22 deal that you heard on Hot 103 Jams, and my folks will take care of you on any remaining upper-level seats to see the fabulous queens of soul jazz, Althea Renee and Jeanette Harris.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Brian, I couldn't let him go.
Oh, Mr. Kendrick, he's still here.
He's one of my favorite people.
Grooving.
I tell you, when he just sits and starts talking, you just enraptured in what he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
I was sharing with him my first introduction into Buck O'Neill and the red dress, and I had no idea about any of it. I was probably here a week or two, and this man came up to me, an older gentleman. He said, "How you doing, young thing?
Smelling like cool water.
You got a red dress?" I said, as a matter of fact, I do. He said, "You want to go with me to Buck's dance?" So I didn't know what it was. I was like, Mr. Gentleman, sir. Unfortunately, I'm busy that day. I won't be able to go to Bucks Dance, whatever that is.
He's trying to get a young tender bone.
Yeah. And so Mr. Kendrick was explaining to me where the red dress came from.
Yeah. Yeah. No, we were in 2005, Buck and my good friend Joe Posnanski, the great writer, who was following us around the country and to write this book, wonderful book called The Soul of Baseball, The Road Trip Through Buck O'Neill's America. And we're in New York, and Brian, we have run Buck all over New York from one PR event to the other. Mm-hmm. We're going to a Howard Stern-ish like hip-hop shock jock where he got ambushed, you know, kind of saying that Jackie Robinson was a sellout and Buck was trying to defend his position. We had taken him over to Sports Illustrated for Kids. And so we're in the car now and we're headed back to the Marriott LaGuardia Hotel, and Joe asked, well, Buck, you're going to join Bob and I for dinner when we get to the hotel? Buck's like, nah, fellas, I'm tired. I'm going to bed. It's been a long day. When we pull up into the Circular Drive at the Marriott, there's a concrete bench and a woman sitting in a candy apple red dress sitting on this concrete bench. And so Joe and I get out the car. We go into the hotel lobby. We're looking for Buck. We can't find Buck anywhere. We're looking all over for Buck. We go back outside. There's Buck talking to the woman in the red dress. Now, all of a sudden, Buck is totally re-energized. And so he's laughing with her and another young man come over. They all laughing. And the next thing I know, Buck is sharing an embrace with both of them. He walks back into the hotel lobby, and he's totally refreshed. Come on, fellas, let's go eat. And Joe says, well, Buck, did you know the woman in the red dress? And Buck looks at Joe, and he says one of the most prophetic statements ever. He says, son, one thing in this life, you never walk by a red dress. And I was telling Shay, it was as much a metaphor for his love of life and people as it was anything. But symbolic of that story, we encourage women to come to his birthday bash wearing red dress. So I fully expect to see quite a bit of red on Saturday night as we remember and celebrate, rightfully, the late, great Buck O'Neill.
Be sexy.
Yes. I think I'm going to start wearing a red dress every day.
Oh, Lord.
And you have to remember, he was 93, 94 years old at that time.
Yes.
Still getting it in. Wait, what? Well, you better not see Shay Moore.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
We're doing double duty today. It's National Vegan Month and National Nachos Day.
Oh, yeah.
And we've got the beautiful India and Arvalisha with Maddie's Vegan Eats with us today.
Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Hey.
Now, I've been a pescatarian before. I've never gone straight full vegetarian or vegan.
Okay.
Can you explain to us what the vegan lifestyle is about?
So you have different forms of veganism right now. Basically, what vegan is no animal byproduct.
At all.
Not leather, shoes, purses. You don't eat anything from animals. That's veganism.
My leather pants? No?
No,
ma'am.
That.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
No.
Nope.
None of that. No
you
fur.
And your Mary J. Blige pants? Or no more? With the vegan lifestyle.
That's a done deal.
Yeah. Why so extreme?
Well, because you don't want to bring harm to animals.
Oh.
You only want to eat from the earth things that have been naturally grown and harvested by the planet. So
us Midwest folks is like, what are we supposed to eat?
Not no barbecue.
Well, wait. You can still eat barbecue.
Yes.
Because Maddie's has created options. So
I've had some jackfruit barbecue.
Okay.
It was actually pretty good.
Yeah. And jackfruit is just a plant, so
it looks like a real big watermelon that's real bumpy, but on the inside it has these little grooves that have its major protein in it. So a lot of people's like, where are you gonna get your protein? From the plants, from all of the things that God has created that is just there. We already have it. It's on earth.
Beans and nuts. We gotta start eating them.
No, it's so much more like the tofu. That's what we create our brisket out of. It's a faux brisket, but
wow,
it tastes like it really does. We marinate it and do all the same thing that you would do a brisket, but it doesn't take as long, and people are like, they go crazy for it.
Y'all look cute. You got lashes on and stuff. So when did you decide to become a vegan? Because, sometimes you be thinking people, got all skirts made out of.
Oh my God. You know?
No.
Yeah.
No. I didn't make my skirt out of grass. No. So actually, we were vegetarian for a few years before mm-hmm. we went vegan.
And I was pescatarian for a couple years before that. So mm-hmm. it was like a transition for both of us. I kind of started it, and then she kind of was like, ah, all right. But we had a salon for years. That's why we. The lashes.
Okay, you glam stuff. Still. Okay.
We had a salon, and then in the midst of that, it was like, oh, okay, well, we're going to eat healthy, and we want to eat right, and we want to do some different things with our bodies, and went on a fast, and the fast ended up turning into a lifestyle after going vegetarian.
Right.
So they bought us some nachos, Brian, but
okay, I got a question.
A lot.
No, it's just cheese. No, we didn't bring you a full-blown nacho because it's also 8 o'clock in the morning. And it would have been a little bit more for us to get that, and we would have been super late. But
so Shay always talks about the Rotel and how Velveeta ain't real cheese. So is Velveeta vegan?
No.
No. Okay.
I don't know what it is, but it ain't.
That was an emphatic no.
Absolutely not. We created a cheese, and that's what you have in these two little white containers. Okay. So you got a mild
it's
queso.
It's about 10 chips for us, Brian. Okay. So
y'all going to have to share.
We'll be all right.
Y'all have to share.
We'll make it stretch.
okay, I'm trying the mild, child.
She's trying the mild. And then we also have the queso. I mean, the nice spicy crunch. Queso.
Okay.
So we created
it out of... So this is fake cheese?
It's cashews.
It's cashews.
This tastes delicious, Brian.
And fresh vegetables.
It cashews? Tastes like cheese. You're going to like this.
Okay.
It's cashews and veggies.
You know I'm a hard customer. You know what I'm saying?
You'll like
it. You gonna like it.
Okay.
You'll like it. You gotta come to the truck and get the full experience of Maddie's. It's a lot.
Our typical nacho has our cashew cheese sauce on it. And
that's what I was expecting, but
pinto beans. We do pico, sour cream made out of cashews, and then we got like 5 different proteins. You can do buffalo, barbecue.
Ooh, that's spicy with my nose.
Ooh.
Yeah. I like that though. Yeah, it hit different now. It went right up my nose. But that's good.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. That's good. Y'all didn't bring the truck or nothing?
I'm devastated.
It was cold. No. And I went to the truck.
I am
and was
devastated.
Like, oh, it's too cold.
That's a 1989 Ford Grumman.
No, 86. So, 86 Ford Grumman trying to start up.
You
got to
start it up the night before.
Yeah, no. Oh, that's
y'all going to have to bring us the real because this is just, this sample wasn't enough, but the cheese is delicious. How can people connect with y'all?
We have Instagram, Maddie's Foods _ vegan KC, Maddie's Foods KC _ vegan. And then Facebook, we're Maddie's Foods on there. You can find us all throughout there. As soon as you Google Maddie's anything, we pop up.
Thank you so much, ladies, for coming on and sharing this vegan lifestyle with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
8:22 today. Look for highs in the lower 60s. It'll be cloudy later on. Right now, you are sunny at 42 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
So a newly leaked song that reportedly has Eminem on it. Whoo, this thing is controversial, Brian. In a verse, he says, quote, I'd side with Chris Brown, I'd beat down a B2.
Well, this won't be the first or last controversial thing that Marshall Mathers will say. Man, but this is just outright, like, disrespectful.
Man, you know, fam.
Yeah.
He's known for saying, you know, outlandish things in his lyrics.
Yeah, it's right down his alley.
Does he get a pass for this or no?
I'm not excusing him for it.
Okay.
Like that definitely don't go up my alley.
So 21 Savage was detained by ICE 9 months ago, and now his career has been severely affected. Of course, ICE is the Immigration and Customs Enforcement. And he was detained back in Atlanta in February. They say that he entered the U.S. legally from the U.K. in 2005, but his visa expired, and he was in the midst of attempting to get a U visa when this kerfuffle happened. So I had no idea prior to this, you know, ICE stuff, that he was not from Atlanta.
Yeah, none of us did. It all shocked us, but How old was he in 05?
I think he was like a young person, like a teen.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. It's
maybe like 13 or something.
So how is he? I'm just trying to figure out how is he responsible for that.
He is. You. If you're not a citizen, you have to make that right. It doesn't matter what time. My father came to this country when he was 13, and he had a green card, and he served in the U.S. Air Force.
I'm looking now. He was born in 92, so he was either 12 or 13.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You still have to make that status right. It doesn't matter if you're young.
Even
if
you were a kid?
You weren't born here. You're not a citizen.
I know, but I don't know. I'm just thinking, maybe his parents should have handled that a long time ago or something. I don't know.
Yeah, so he was in the midst of trying to get all that paperwork together when this happened, and now he is precluded from leaving the U.S., so I guess a lot of his bag comes from shows overseas.
Yeah, wow. I hope he get that taken care of soon, man.
I hope so, too. I like his music a whole lot.
Yeah, he's a good dude. That's it?
I'm done.
You ain't gonna talk about Tory Lanez hairline?
Oh yeah, we can do that.
Okay, yeah.
Is this close to your heart?
No, but I thought it was funny.
Well, Tory Lanez says that he will be giving Tyga unlimited features for lifetime because he told him his hairline doctor information.
It was one of those things where it's like I fix my corners and then I just let the rest of my hair grow in. You know what I'm saying? Some parts grow a little faster than others, and so it'd be a little unequal when I don't lay it down.
And the fact that y'all all be going to the same person, is it like a promo code or something?
The thing about it is when I had met Tyga and I was like, yo, I will give you unlimited features for the rest of your life. Like, he has an unlimited feature pass with me. For giving up the secret. I was like, this is when he wasn't giving anything, because he done put it out now.
Nah, for sure.
But before, I was like, yo, I need to find this person, bro. But I gotta come back. I'm too young to be, looking like this, dog. I can't do it.
Yeah, it was
bad. Do you want the secret?
What?
Do you want the secret?
You ain't got a forehead, you got a five head.
I don't need no secret. I'm good.
Like this part right here. Is fading.
What about yours?
Oh, mine is flourishing.
That big ass head. Look at your hairline.
My hairline.
You'll never find.
Flourishing.
Blum, 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 blum. A hairline like mine.
We're making winners sound good.
Anything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
It's right, money.
Ah! Oh, Lord. All right, here we go.
Boy, I don't wanna leave.
Back again.
win. Y'all going to see Tommy Davidson at the Improv Comedy Club, and you qualify for $1,000 in free fall cash on Friday, all right?
Okay.
Tell the town what station is live, local, and lit.
Don't forget to slam that Z.
Get this paper. Listen for your chance to rake in $1,000 in free fall cash.
Come get this paper.
Get that dough.
From Hot 103 Jazz.
Tell them to bring me my money.
Yeah!
The Morning Grind is caring about Kansas City's well-being. It's Wellness Wednesday with Dr. RJ on Hot 103 Jazz.
So many people are starting to get nervous and stressed out about the holidays, but it doesn't have to be like that. If you take care of yourself during the holidays, it'll be so much easier to have fun and to laugh and to not be stressed out and on edge. Put yourself first. Have some alone time. Make sure you're doing things for yourself. I can't stress that enough. Be kind to yourself. Be kind to each other. And enjoy the holidays. This is Dr. RJ on The Morning Grind with Shay and Shine for your Wellness Wednesday on Hot 103 Jams.
You're listening to the best of The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.